you got to go back to was there was a time where it was like we were just kind of doing the podcast and then some videos, and we didn't really start getting serious with what we are right now until January 2015.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then you got to think, you know, you did NFC every single game of the NFL week. You made a video for that.
Well, that's when we got really serious. We picked you up. We picked Brandon up in the...
Brandon a full-time role.
Yeah, well, because we picked... We start... Okay, here's the timeline. January 2015, me and Mark decide, fuck it. Like, we're going to do it serious. Then in June, I went for a dream job of mine, didn't get it. And I remember coming to Mark in this room and saying, fuck it, I didn't get it. We're going for this. We are going to go for this, and I'm going to give it all I got. Are you in? And he's like, yeah. So then we pick up the next month. Brandon comes on. A few months later, what was it, August you came on?
No, September.
It was September.
Or October.
So we picked Brandon up. Brandon's doing it for a while. Brandon was 2014, so we picked him up, did the podcast. Then in 15, we did it full-time, like, fuck it, we're going to do this. Picked you up this year. So you've only been here since September.
Yeah.
Well, and you're already a staple.
My first thing was the fast break, right?
It
was
no, you did the videos.
I did?
You did the NFL videos with
I filled
me.
In for Brandon? Was that the first thing I ever did?
Yeah, remember? I came in and I was sick as a dog.
Yeah, fast break was November 21st, so I did do a couple videos.
Yeah,
because
you picked up after, you know, we started off with the greatest product.
It was the LaMarcus Aldridge signing.
Yep, still a number one.
Still a number one.
We're getting there. We might upseat it with one of the Chad Ford reactions.
Got to get there before the draft, though.
It's possible.
We'll get there.
A 4.0 when we're already on 6.0?
Whatever mock drafts might be, get there. We'll see. We'll see. We might get there one day. One day I'm going to beat the LaMarcus Aldridge video.
One day you'll be as good as me.
Hopefully we'll get there as we get more subscribers.
You're already there. Don't worry.
But I mean, yeah, it's just so weird.
In here.
We just had a bro moment go on. Was I interrupting the bro moment?
Yes.
Maybe. I apologize for interrupting.
Please get out.
You want me to leave? I'll go ahead and leave. I'll leave you guys to the room all by yourselves.
That'd be great because Sean and I actually get along really well. I feel like you're here to be that Skip Bayless of our show.
Did I ever tell you what he told me in the first episode you missed?
Well, I know that, but our viewers don't.
Well, I'll tell him. He goes, me and Sean are talking and Dave's not here, and Sean just looks at me and goes, Ricky, I don't know why you brought this Dave kid on. I get really attached to him. Now he's not here. I don't know what to do. Why did you do this to me? Like, blaming me because Dave didn't show up a week.
I have a slightly poor track record when it comes to attendance.
You were sick for two of them, and then you missed one on your own.
Yeah.
I think it was November I came on.
Yeah. You and Phil started the fast break because it was, well, I'm like.
So it wasn't September. Well, I think the first week I did videos was week 11, and that's the first week I could find.
I could have sworn you did videos before the podcast.
No, because I only did NFL previews, and week 11 was November 21st.
Okay. I could have sworn you did videos
either
first.
Way, still just a twinkle.
You know what I still...
My God.
Is that another Sean's Young joke?
Yes.
But, I mean, you know what? I still remember talking to you and being like, well, you could take over this fast break show, but you could also do a show like of
your
own.
You're so excited.
Well, that and the first time we've ever met, that was just, I forgot your name, and you forgot my name.
Oh, that was great.
I was like, this guy's cool. We talked for a whole hour, and then I was like,
and it was great.
Shit, what's his name?
It was great because the next night you asked me my name, and I'm like, oh, thank God you asked
that
me my name.
That awkward moment where you know somebody, but you don't know their name.
I wasn't saying his name. Yep. I wasn't
saying your name either.
Like, hey,
I thought your name started with a J. I think it was like Jake or something.
I know yours ended with a Y. I was like,
Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey?
Mike?
Johnny? I was like, it's something. It's something there.
I'm like, I think he's a Jake. And then you said, Sean, I remember going to you. Yeah, not what I was thinking.
And I was like, I knew it was a Y when you told me Ricky.
And I mean, yeah, that was. Oh.
I think I even asked Pete. I was like, hey, what was the former guy who worked here's name? And he was like, oh, yeah, it's this guy. I was like, damn it. I thought it was that. And then he told me, and then I forgot again.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of screwed over there.
Yeah, but I totally like remember, oh, you could do this show, but oh, you could do your own too, because I didn't want to push the fast break onto you.
No.
Because at the time, like, nobody was using it. I'm like, oh, we got this logo, we've had shows at the time, and I didn't want to push it onto you, but I mean,
yeah, it was that little baby just ready. It was waiting for
it
you.
It was, and I mean, it was all the work. You didn't have to come up with a logo. You didn't have to come up with a brand.
And had a great following.
There.
I think I was going to do
a tremendous following.
I think I was going to do NHL first. I think that was my first ever idea.
You and your friend Marty, you said.
No, not Marty. No, God,
I thought
no.
You said it
Marty
was...
doesn't watch No, Marty.
I thought it was your DePaul friend. I thought Marty's your DePaul friend.
No, that's it's Luke.
No, okay.
Different guy. Different guy. Right. He still goes to DePaul.